producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America, wake up! Coming up on the show, we're going to have a chat with Brandon Lang. Yeah, we need a break from all the politics. Let's talk about the politics of the NFL instead, just as gnarly. So that's a 90s word. So he'll join us to talk about that. And we will also have our weekly conversation with my pal, Stephen Kelly. And I'll tell you what, oh boy, you look at the markets and it is hold on to your seats. Because if you have a 401k, if you're lucky enough in the sense and you've built up a nest egg through the 401k and it's looked pretty nice to you and say, well, I couldn't have necessarily assembled all that money. I have a lot of friends who work for big companies where they're an engineer or I have a friend that's an admin and they feel quite comfortable in the fact that they work for these good companies that have still decent health benefits and they have 401ks. But money comes and goes pretty easy. So what's happened is because of what we're seeing with oil and the volatility of the Chinese, the markets are not doing well. It's been a terrible start to the new year on Wall Street. So the average 401k has lost anywhere from $7,000 to $9,000. And think of how long that takes to make up that kind of money. The Dow was down 2.21%. The NASDAQ was off 3.41%. The S&P 250, they were down 2.50%. So translation, yeah, that's not good. You know, things were down. Oil was just finished at 30 a barrel, and so much was off. Even some of your big blue chip stocks were down. They started to rally and come back. A lot of stocks did at the tail end of the day, but like I said, hang on for dear life. All right, so once again, Kate Delaney is always happy to be with you, hanging out, talking about what the buzz is in your backyard and my backyard. You know that's what America Tonight is all about. You're always invited to be a part of this conversation, whether we're talking about money tanking and your fears, or the Republican debate is coming up, and it's sure to be pretty interesting. You're not going to have Rand Paul. You're not going to have Carly Fiorina. They don't qualify under now what is the guidelines for making it onto the main stage. So forget the whole kids table thing. They're just not even in the debate at all. This one could be pretty interesting because we've had so many hard-hitting moments that have happened through that Christmas into the New Year holiday, including the State of the Union, and now Hillary Clinton starting to get a little hotter about whether or not the FBI is going to go after her with it, as far as an indictment is concerned. Donald Trump has double-digit leads nationally, no matter what poll it is. So, like I said, the market's tanking. I guarantee it'll be some kind of a financial spin on a question related to the markets. And because this is the week of the State of the Union and the Republican debate, Nikki Haley today, a lot of people were talking about Nikki Haley saying that she was too critical and it looked like it was geared toward Trump. And she said he shouldn't take personally her criticism of him in her response to Obama's State of the Union address. She said, you know, I have disagreements with other presidential candidates. People were chasing her around and trying to get reaction. She says, Jeb Bush passed Common Core. Marco Rubio believes in amnesty. I don't. There's a lot of things. Because immediately when she was delivering the Republican response, which is the official response to Obama's final State of the Union, She seemed to be going after Trump when she said things like, some people think that you have to be the loudest voice in the room to make a difference. That's just not true. Often the best thing we can do is turn down the volume. So, and she emphasized again, because she was really dogged all day long, that just because people disagree, they don't have to end their friendship, is what she's saying. And Haley said it bothered her when Trump suggested a temporary ban on all Muslims. She said she's the daughter of immigrants from India. She said, you know, we've never in the history of this country passed any laws or done anything based on race or religion. Let's not start it now. So you wonder if, you know, people are paying attention to what's being said. Her star was on the rise. I think depending on who the Republican nominee is and depending on what happens to Democrats, they could look to a woman. Would she be X'd off the list as the vice presidential running mate? Although I don't think it's going to be her. There's been build up for Nikki Haley before. I don't think it would be her anyway. It depends on the finish and who's close, and could it be somebody else who's also running for president? Well, of course it could be, but it depends on who the nominee is. I think a lot of that, the conversations behind closed doors couldn't be more interesting. If I could be a fly on the wall, I would want to sit on Priebus's shoulder, and I would like to be there for those phone conversations he's having with everybody and their brother. This is endorsement season and results season. So you see your endorsements start to come out, and the results also start to come out, too. They start to trickle in all these primaries. Let's go to Grimm with a few minutes we have left in this segment before we seg into Brandon Lang. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Let's look at this. Let's say we end up getting, like I asked for last night, $300 billion. That didn't vote this time. Let's say we get all $300 billion to vote, but yet the electorate picks somebody else. What kind of mess would that be?
That'd be a big mess, wouldn't it? Haven't we skated around the edges of that? Yeah, that would be a big mess, and that's the problem. I say this all the time with the Electoral College. There's a lot of problems, I think, when electing a president. Not as much when we're talking about Congress, except for we definitely need term limits.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it could very possibly happen that the popular vote beats the electoral.
Yeah.
And what kind of mess is that going to create? I mean, what if it is the electoral, Hillary gets elected, but yet the popular votes Trump? Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it?
It would be something, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some kind of change in this country. That's kind of why, you know, the impeachment process would ensure that Obama couldn't do anything. It'd ensure a lame duck period.
Yeah.
I mean,
it sure would.
They don't have to impeach him. They just have to go through the process, and he can't do anything. Because, you know, he's under, well, just like being arrested and having to bail out.
Yeah. We got to bail on this one, Grimm. Thanks for your thoughts. Oh, boy. He planted a bug, didn't he? Don't forget, if you're going to Clarksville, take the last train. See you in a flash.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts, and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sad because I know we're eventually coming to an end. Glasses half full, chick, so I'm going to stick with the I'm happy. It's exciting to be in the throes of all that's happened after this season in the NFL. And Brandon Lang joins us. He is the odds maker extraordinaire. You get the straight dope from him. Brandon, happy, happy, happy new year.
You too, Kate. Hope things are going well this year for you.
I hope so, too. I mean, it's going to be a big year. It feels like a big year. I'm going to say both of us are going to have our best year ever. How's that?
Let me tell you something. Your mouth to God's ears. Let's just hope he's listening.
I agree.
One of my favorite sayings, yeah. Your mouth to God's ears.
Yep, let's hope so. All right, so for some of the fans in St. Louis, they're not feeling that way. Before we dive into the games that are the playoffs this weekend, wow, Rams moving back to Los Angeles. You knew Kroenke wanted to do it. I'm not surprised. Stan Kroenke wanted to do that. But is this a good thing, or what do you think? This is where the old Hollywood Park is.
I've lived in L.A. for an extended period of time. I was there for the Raiders run coming back. I was there for the LA Express of the USFL. And you're not going to sell out NFL games on a Sunday in LA unless they put a team on the field to the caliber of the New England Patriots. People have better things to do in Los Angeles. Go to the beach, get outside, do things, play golf. I mean, you know, the elite of the elite, it's going to be hard to sell out. The Raiders couldn't sell out the LA Coliseum. The biggest issue, you don't realize it unless you've been to L.A., you spend time in L.A., then you realize it. And everybody you talk to who says they can't stand L.A., it's for one reason and one reason only. And it's not because the people are snobby or everybody thinks you're, no, and everyone's trying to become an actor. That's not it. Traffic. People hate L.A. traffic. You get on the 405, you get on the 10, you get on the 101, you get on the 110. It does not matter. Any time of the day, you are going to hit traffic. So now you build a stadium trying to get in and out of Inglewood, whether you go on Fairfax, whether you go on La Brea, whether you go on La Cienega. It is brutal. So not only do people not want to fight traffic during the week going to work, now they're going to fight traffic getting in and out of a stadium. Only thing that will save this guy is if he puts together a huge winning organization and the product on the field is incredible. Listen, Lakers weren't selling out the Great Western Forum until they put together the product. And then, of course, Jerry Buss built the Forum Club. And I'll tell you this, I'll be old, but nothing will ever let me forget my one experience of partying in the Forum Club during the Magic Johnson era after a Laker game. You will never see more hot women in a confined space than I've ever seen in my life. And that goes the number one high-end strip bar in the world. Doesn't matter. It was something to be seen. And the players are in there, and they're hitting on it. It was something I'll never forget the rest of my life. So if the product's great, he's got a shot. But people coming there on a consistent basis, L.A. doesn't try that.
Yeah, I agree. I spent some time in L.A. I lived in California, and the traffic is a nightmare. Go to the Rose Bowl, and you want to tear your hair out, even if you're in the media or you're there hanging out, partying. It's the worst, absolutely. All right, so this weekend is about football playoffs, Chiefs and Patriots. What do you see in this game?
I'll tell you what, I thought that Houston would give them problems. They did. Unfortunately, Brian Hoyer didn't. So they looked a lot better than I think they are. But with that being said, I don't think Tom Brady's going to make the mistakes that Brian Hoyer made. My first instinct is to just keep riding KC plus the points. But it's so hard to go against New England at home in a playoff game with rest and Tom Brady. You know, I'm still waiting to make sure Edelman's a full go, shore up their offensive line. So right now, until I get news about Edelman, I'm not going to make a move on this game. The other games, I like something in the other games, but this one I want to make sure Edelman's going before I decide. If Edelman's playing, my lean would be towards New England minus the 5. But if he's not a go, they could be tough for New England, and you might lean toward KC plus the points.
Yeah, yep, I like it. I agree with you. So we move on to yet another game for the Packers. They live another day, the Packers and the Cardinals. And I thought Carson Palmer was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Having said that, Arizona, they're giving up 7, obviously. That can be a tricky number in the playoffs. What do you see happening here?
I don't know about the 7, but I do know this. Green Bay is going to score more than 8 points than they did in the first meeting. That I assure you of. Secondly, Washington left a lot of points off the board. Kirk Cousins didn't have time, but there were guys wide open. With a week off, seeing Green Bay again, I truly believe that Arizona will get to their average this year at home of just over 30 points. This game's going over the posted total of 50.
Oh, there you go. So over. Look for the over. That's the better bet. There you go. And then jumping from those games, we go to Sunday. Seahawks and the Panthers, that's the early game. What do you like in this one?
Sometimes you've got to set back as a handicapper, walk outside at night, look deep into the stars, wondering if there is a supreme being up there. Because if he is, you then have to equate that to divine intervention. And remember a couple years ago when the Denver Broncos had the Ravens beat late in the game, Joe Flacco hit Smith, who got behind the defensive back, mm-hmm. and the Ravens get a touchdown with about 10 seconds to go. They go on to win it in overtime. That was Peyton Manning's first year in Denver. He threw for over 50 touchdown passes. They were unbelievable, and they got upset. I said right then, it was Ray Lewis's last year, and I said after that game, sometimes divine intervention, you're supposed to win. And I came back the next week and took the Ravens plus the points at New England. They won that game outright. They got to the Super Bowl and they beat the Niners. Seeing the kicker Walsh miss the field goal in that game, seeing the snap go over Russell Wilson's head, runs back, slides down, picks it up, rolls out right, breaks containment, hits Lockett, down to the 10. They're down 9-0 at that point. I'm going to tell you what, divine intervention. And so I can't go against divine intervention. I'm taking Seattle plus the 3.
Ooh, Seattle plus the 3. All right, love it, especially with that analysis. So then the later game, the Steelers so banged up, so many injuries, and the Broncos in Denver.
It gets ugly. I think this is your blowout. I think this is your blowout on Sunday. I think it'll be close for a while, but you have to understand that in the first meeting at Pittsburgh, Denver jumped out to a 27-10 lead at the half. Brock Osweiler was the quarterback. They had chances in the fourth quarter. He couldn't make the plays. They were blitzing him. He wasn't reading coverages, and Pittsburgh hung on for the 34-27 win. This time around, as banged up as they are, as banged up as Ben is, against that number one scoring defense in the NFL, I just think that the secondary of Pittsburgh will be had by Peyton. And I think it's the lamb being led to the slaughter. Congratulations to Pittsburgh and getting here and backing your way in, because the Jets couldn't beat the Bills. And this is a Pittsburgh team that went on the road and lost to the Ravens and looked ugly against Cleveland. And then they looked ugly at Cincy. And now you're going into Denver. I see that 7 number. I'm going to buy Denver down to 6.5 and look for Peyton Manning to have a big day.
All right, Peyton Manning with a big day. Remember, you can go to BrandonLang.com. One last question. Powerball, who knows, you could win it. Would you buy an NFL team? You could afford it.
Absolutely, and I would make myself the offensive coordinator, and I swear to God, I would show people that when my team got in the red zone, we would not settle for field goals, we would score touchdowns, and I would show teams that on first and goal at the 3-yard line, you go play action. On second down at the 1-yard line, you go play action again. And on third down at the 1-yard line, I would go 5 wide receiver set, and I'd run a quarterback draw just like the Redskins did. And if I came down to the goal line again, I'd run another quarterback draw, and I'd run it till they stopped it. But, you know, I am going to buy $100 worth of tickets for this Powerball, because it does happen to be the state of Florida. And if I did, I'd buy a radio station. I'd get my own radio show so I could rant and shred and rip and do what I've wanted to do for years. And I'd buy an NFL team, become the offense coordinator and head coach.
I love it. You crack me up. I love it, buddy. Good luck and thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm gonna build you a house.
All man with trigger hands and a part of man. I'm on a mission. I've got a vision. I'm planning for mission.
Tonight, one of my favorite things that we do each and every week on this show is talk to free money guy Stephen Kelly. He's the author of the book, Tell Me When You're Gonna Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. Last week we were talking about the markets and how, boy, tanking. When the markets are tanking, everybody panics. So what do you do? How can you truly give yourself pause and the ability to breathe and not sweat it out exclusively in the markets? And we were talking about, and Stephen briefly mentioned them, annuities and where they're seeing returns on annuities. First of all, Stephen, once again, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
So you mentioned the annuities just briefly, and you mentioned several. Tell us about them. One that I was intrigued about is the hybrid annuity. What's that?
Well, this is something that's been sort of developed over time since about 1995, when markets were just raging forward and the insurance industry was looking for a type of fixed annuity, which is a safe money vehicle. People can put their money in and know that it's never going to be at risk in the market or really in any other way. If you go back 150 years, you really can't find anyone who has lost any money in these things. So they're very, very safe. But the rates in a traditional fixed annuity are relatively low compared to what the market does. And so back in the 90s, if you'll recall, we were in the midst of the dot-com boom, and markets were doing 15 to 20% every year, and the 4 or 5% that fixed annuities offered just was not palatable to boomers. So they were looking for another way to help people keep their money safe, but get a reasonable rate of return. And they came up with something called the index annuity. And what they did with the index annuity, now annuities, fixed annuities are required to keep your money in assets that can be tapped at any time without penalty. And insurance companies are required to keep enough in reserve, and this is what makes them so safe, they're required to keep enough in reserve to satisfy every single policy they have if every single policy wanted to cash in today. Think about that. It's like a bank having enough money in the bank so that all of their customers came in at one time, they could pay them the full value of all of their accounts, which, of course, banks can't do, which is why we have runs on banks, you know, and it's why we have the FDIC. Now, the insurance industry is different. It's required to keep those deposits on account so that if people want their money, they can get it. So they're invested very safely in investment-grade bonds, some corporate real estate, policy loans, things like this, not much in stocks. And they give a very safe but relatively low amount of return every year. So they came up with this idea in 1995. What if we used the interest that we were going to pay you this year? Let's say we were going to pay you 6% interest this year. But instead of paying you the 6% interest, we used that interest to purchase options in the market. So let's assume the market's at 1,000 today, and a year from now it goes up to 1,100. You have a 10% gain. And what you've done is you've purchased options just with the 6%, all right? And so the insurance company can pay you a portion of that upside based on the options that you bought. Now, you can't get the full 10% because your money's not in the market. It's not at risk. So there's going to be a percentage of that. Let's say it's a cap of 6%. So you'd have a 6% cap. The market goes up 10, you get 6%. All right? Now, next year, let's say the market goes down by 10%. Well, you're not going to lose any of the money because the payment that was made to you, while it was tied to the market, was not a market return. It was an interest payment. And so that payment was paid to you. It was accrued to your account, and it went in your account. And now that, let's say if you started with $100,000, you got $6,000. Now you have $106,000 as a base, and you can't lose any of that. Well, the next year you get to buy the market, you know, you're going to get to buy options at wherever the market is. So if the market's gone down, let's say 20 or 30%, you know, the market's down today or it's been down this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So now you get to enter the market and buy at the lower amount. So you get to reset at the end of each year. But you keep the amount of money you had. So it's sort of an automatic buy high, buy low, sell high, routine that just sort of happens automatically. Because if you're high, you will lock in your gains. But if you're low, you don't lose anything, but you get to rebuy at the low amount. So it's just an automatic thing. It works really well. So that really took off in 1995. And then in 2005, they said, hey, you know, this is great, but we need some more stuff here because now we're talking about income for people. And so what they did was is they created a way to participate in actuarial calculations like pensions do and traditional annuities do without losing control of your money. And it's kind of technical. If anybody wants to know, we'll be glad to describe it on a detailed basis. It's also outlined in my book, Tell Me When You're Going to Die. But what it does is, it, traditionally, annuities like pensions, if you were going to take a lifetime payout, you gave up control of your money. Well, with these hybrid annuities, you don't have to do that. You get the lifetime payout without giving up control of your money. So the hybrid annuity is a really cool package. It's sort of a combination of fixed annuities, immediate annuities, variable annuities. It's got all of the good elements of each of those without any of the sort of bad elements of each of those. And they're very, very good, very effective, and we use them all the time for people.
Is it kind of like a secret weapon? I hardly hear about, you know, annuities in general, but I hardly hear about the hybrid annuity.
Well, the problem that we have is that 9 times out of 10, when a traditional advisor or somebody in the media or, you know, one of these pundits talks about annuities, they're either talking about immediate annuities or they're talking about variable annuities. And you're right, you don't hear about index annuities very often, except when Wall Street attacks them, because Wall Street's very unhappy with my industry right now, because we're, over the last, I think, 10 years, about $2 trillion has moved out from Wall Street into various annuities. So Wall Street is not real happy with what they see going on in the insurance industry in this area. They discourage their, and I don't know why they do this, but they discourage their brokers from selling them. And they've just sort of, you know, taken a, we got to crush these things attitude. And so what you hear about them is largely going to be negative if it's coming from Wall Street. And that's one of the difficult things I have in terms of showing them to people, because there's so much negativity out there in the marketplace about them, but they're really a really good thing. And when people can sort of calm down and listen and consider them carefully, they see the value. And I'll tell you what, they have about an 88% approval rating among people that own them, and that's very, very high.
Wow, that is very, very high. So that means once the, if you're lucky enough and you have somebody smart, a great advisor like you are, and telling people, like, take a look at this, and you explain it through the way you have here, somebody uses it, and then they see. It's, you know, it's that whole proof thing and changing the thinking. And, you know, I realize that's really what we're talking about. When you and I talk, we're talking about changing the thinking that people have where they're stuck by being fed what's traditionally been given to them, right?
Well, yeah, and I think we talked a couple weeks ago about labels. Did we have that
conversation? Yes.
And that's what people do. They label things. And it's really easy to label, this is an annuity. Okay, it's an annuity. I've heard bad things about annuities, so I'm never going to do anything with it. I had a guy last night who left my office, and this is an exact quote. He's now put, he was working on his second one with me over the past 8 months. And he put $500,000 into a fixed index annuity last night. And as he was walking out, he said, until I met you, I was bound and determined never to do anything with annuities. And now I have $1 million of his money because he's seen it. He understands it. He did one earlier in the year. He liked the way it performed, so he came back for more. And that to me is a true testimony of the power of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Great conversation. Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy, thanks. Pick up his book. Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. It's on Amazon. You can get it right now. And I always say this, but how can people get a hold of you?
Okay, you can reach me at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or at freemoneyguys.com. And the website has all kinds of cool stuff, including a 24-episode online 5-minute video masterclass. So if anybody wants to log on and just see what we're talking about in the form of videos, you can do that very easily.
Awesome. Stephen Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
You too.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Demand as we kick off the new year, dumb things. And boy, you have really flooded the mail system with your dumb things. So without further ado, let's find out what they are.
Hi, Dad.
All right, kicking off dumb things. This one from Bernie. Hey, Kate, I have to tell you, one of the fun things about your show is the people who admit to the stupid things that they have done. It seems there is a common denominator among all of us, and that's what it is. We're only human, after all. Here's mine. Dumbest thing perhaps I've ever done is that I left the keys in my car, my rental car. In other words, I ran in a store, I left the car running, and when I came out, the car wasn't running anymore. It was simply gone. Oh, my. Oh, So it was a dumb thing because I don't know if I thought I was living in the 20s or what it was. Perhaps I was just in a hurry to grab a Gatorade. I was exhausted, ran into a store. I guess it was a sketchy neighborhood. Not even sure if it was about a sketchy neighborhood. But needless to say, it was an odyssey nonetheless. Eventually, they found the car. Some kid had jumped in the car, grabbed his friends, and left me in a lurch. It was a whole bunch of hurt because I had to go through jumping jacks and hurdles, if you will, to deal with the car company. It all was resolved in the end, and it only cost me $3,000. I will never leave cars and keys in the same place running at the same time, if you know what I mean. That was cleverly written, I have to say, Bernie. But, yeah, I kind of get the picture. What I like is that he gave us the picture of it. You know when you do that thing? Like you want to get a Powerball ticket, so you pull into the convenience store and you leave the car going and then you run in and think, oh, well, that's not a problem. Leave the keys in the car. Yeah. I don't think it's, I shouldn't say it. I know that there's some people that leave doors open and leave keys in cars, but I don't think there's a lot of places that you can really do that anymore. So, yeah, that was a dumb thing. Just stop the car, park it, and take your keys with you. That's my advice. This one from Mark. Where shall I begin, Kate? I will just leave it at this. Perhaps the dumbest thing that I've ever done is I went on a trip, a business trip. It's one of those short hops. And I had only two pairs of pants with me. I thought, no big deal. I'm packing it in one bag. I'm going to just go on the plane with the bag, make it easy, piece of cake. But I didn't realize until it was too late. When I got to my destination, not leaving myself necessarily a lot of time, that I had chosen the wrong pants. They were the kind that normally are shoved in your back closet that you keep when you're slimmer and you fit into them correctly. Needless to say, it seemed as though I had spandex on when I went to my meeting, and perhaps, I'm saying perhaps, the pants were just a little too short. Ooh. I couldn't sit down fast enough. I was so angry that I had pulled the wrong clothing from the closet. I don't even know how I did it. But the key thing is I did it. Somehow I survived. And next time I won't pack with no time to go and think that it's just easy because I'm a guy and I just grab some pants and a shirt and I throw it all together. Now I know how women feel. Well, I don't know if you know how women feel, because there still is so much more to packing, I think, for women than men. But, oh, that's never good. Grab the wrong clothes. I've done that. I just didn't grab the right things. I was going somewhere. I was speaking. This was a long time ago. And I had the right outfit, but I didn't have the shoes. So then it became, oh, I have to find out where I can run. I have to run to someplace and I've got to get shoes and it has to match. And, yeah, you don't want to, I don't think you want to leave to chance that you'll find these places to get these conveniences when something happens, when you jump on a plane and assume, well, of course, any town, they have what I need. But, yeah, no. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Elena. Kate Delaney, dumb things is downright side-sitting. I think she meant side-hitting. Side-splitting is what I think she wanted. Side-splitting, funny at times, dumb things. Probably the one that most recently happened is I was traveling. There seems to be a theme here. I was traveling, and I got two keys from the hotel. I don't even know necessarily why I got the two keys. You know, the kind that we always have where you stick them in the slot and they light up. And I went to work out, and then I had brought a swimsuit with me. I decided I was going to swim, and I did that. So I felt pretty proud of myself. Then I realized I didn't know where my card was. I did one of those things where I just wrapped the towel around me because, oh, I'm just zooming up the back elevator. And lo and behold, I was staying at a pretty medium to nice kind of place. I have to end up at a front desk where my hair's wet. I have a towel wrapped around myself. It's pretty much the fall, and I'm getting a key card. I'm not a bad-looking woman, but I don't think any woman wants to stand in line for a key card when a whole bunch of people have just arrived to be assigned their rooms and you have to stand there, creating a vision for some, I suppose. I'll never, and mark my words, never forget my key card again. Yeah, I can totally picture that. I'm glad you gave us a description. So you work out, you grab the suit, no big deal. I mean, if you forget your key, you go to the front desk. But it is a big deal if, you know, you have some bikini on, some bathing suit on, and you're in the frozen tundra somewhere and you're swimming inside and it's just the hotel pool and now you've got a towel wrapped around yourself and you have 25 people standing there in front of you. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't feel good. That's why you always have to cover up. Always bring the cover up. Or get one from the room or whatever. All right, let's rifle through another one. This one is from Sam. Kate, dumb thing, left a bag. Did this at the airport. You can see I've grouped things together. Unfortunately, it had pictures in it. It had some special mementos from a wedding I had just gone to, thrown in a little kind of sort of a short carry-on bag, and I had a suitcase and everything, but I was so tired, I put it underneath the seat where I was sitting waiting for the plane in the airport. This was in Chicago at O'Hare. And I got on the plane and I didn't have the bag with me. Nobody told me I wasn't traveling with anyone, and who knows if anyone even saw. But of course, my bag is not going to be back at O'Hare. I did call to see if anyone turned it into lost and found, and they hadn't. Just a bummer with what I had lost inside the bag. That goes to the thing, don't leave things unattended at the airport. I can see how that happens. You have a backpack, you have a little bag, you have a whatever bag. You put it down, you shove it underneath you. You're tired, you jump in line, your mind is kind of scrambled. And you make a mistake. All right, thanks to everybody who sent me dumb things. If you've got them, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Rock and roll. Thanks for listening to this version, this hour of ATN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.